On this episode of DC On Screen, Burton vs. Batman in, Flashpoint Batman out, why is everyone posting Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern stuff? The rumor mill is a millin', y'all! We also have every DC film coming to HBO Max in July, plus Lucifer Season 6 is officially happening! That's everything we talk about. It's relatively short. It's a short episode. Right after this word from people who probably don't have your best interest at heart.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome into DC On Screen episode 602. This is the podcast where we talk about the DC Comics multiverse on film and television, give honest opinions on projects, upcoming and past, and believe that every version of a property is valid, even if we really don't want it to be. I'm David C. Robertson. And this is my trusty co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
If it's been released, it is fair game, so beware of spoilers and welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm gonna have the case of giggles here. We're live. I'm not used to being live. I'm not used to looking at you. This might be a thing we should do more often, actually.
At the exact moment right here, I have no interest in it, but we'll talk about it later.
No, just really, you know, do it live. Then release just the video on Patreon, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, I don't know.
All I can see YouTube is just, good God, I haven't had a haircut in 4 months. Barely shaved. You can see how unfurnished the room is because we moved in literally yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm using a Christmas glass. Hate that.
Christmas glasses.
Really hate that. I hate Christmas out of season. What are you going to do?
Why would you hate Christmas out of season?
It keeps creeping up on the other holidays and I resent it.
Mm. I think it should be Christmas every day.
I mean, the moment that turkey's done, I'll go Christmas on you. And I'll even let it go for a couple weeks after. If you want to play a Bing Crosby album or whatever, I'm good. But So I'll do the hell out of it in its space. But
I don't listen. I don't listen to
the glass.
I don't listen to Christmas albums, even during Christmas. I have no interest in that. I just like the lights.
We just put them on constantly. Well, the lights are nice.
Yeah, I'm like an infant. I'm just like...
What I'm not looking forward to is where we've moved in, the Christmas lights on the tree outside. It's like he put them up and then just fucked off on them for a couple of years. So it's just a bundle of them at the bottom of the base of the tree. Like if I turned them on right now, it would just look like a ball of light in the middle and a couple of random strands going up. There's no saving it. I'm just going to have to cut that thing free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I wouldn't do it. Just leave it.
For a second, I saw him and was like, oh, that'll save me trouble. Oh, no. No, mm-hmm. It won't. Mm-hmm. Made things far worse.
All right. So yeah, we'll definitely put this video up on Patreon. And yep. I've got a few episodes. I did a really fun little conversation with our buddy and longtime listener, Christopher White. That'll go up on Patreon soon. We, as of this, I keep thinking like, oh, we're live. Oh yeah. 601 has not posted yet. We're going to do a Legends of Tomorrow, post. That I'll put up tonight. And did you well, we'll talk about it later. So thank you, patrons, patreon.com/DC on screen. If you'd like to come over there and help us out, $1 gets you every episode ad free. And then the $5 tier, well, that gets you all the extra stuff, all the weird chasing squirrels, all the weird stuff that we've cut out of the show because we can't carry on a conversation and stay focused at the same time. All right.
Overly difficult.
We're going to try to do it in this episode. I want to talk about Burton versus Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rumor mill is indicating heavily that while the deal has not been finalized yet with Michael Keaton to come back as the Burton versus Batman in the Flash movie, the script by Christina Hodson does not currently include Flashpoint Batman. So the idea is now that the talks with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, when that was reported the other day, those talks, that was old news, essentially. It finally got out. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan apparently is not involved anymore. Those talks have evolved and moved on to be Michael Keaton Batman as opposed to Jeffrey Dean Morgan's Flashpoint Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is still reportedly based on the Flashpoint storyline. It's still adapted from that, which I wasn't expecting it to be exact by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But they do say that Keaton will be suiting up as Batman. The Wrap is reporting that the film is going to completely ignore Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Though, you know, let's be honest. Who didn't go ahead and just throw them in a separate universe, if not two separate universes?
Say what you will if you're the producers all this time, or even Warner Brothers, but we've all just done that anyway. That's not new for us. That's not a huge...
That's what I was doing.
That requires zero mental gymnastics from me.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, man? What do you think about gaining Keaton if we're losing Jeffrey Dean Morgan's Flashpoint Batman?
On the one hand, we never had him. So
that's true.
I don't have to lose it if I never did. As much as he wanted it, and I really wanted him to have it, I'm just not sure it was ever going to happen. And if it happens, great. But if it was just old, recycled rumor mill stuff, it wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah. It was a real thing, but...
He was definitely teasing it on talk shows, but that was years ago. I don't know how much that continued. And I know it was talked about for a second, recently, but...
Yeah, it was real enough recently, but there's a lot of room to mess around. You know, we don't know if Flash is jumping around in the multiverse. We know we saw him with Grant Gustin on Crisis. Mm-hmm. So if he's jumping around the multiverse, there's an option at least to do several different kinds of stories. Like we could skip over a whole story in Andy Muschietti's Flashpoint and then also get a separate... I don't know if Zack Snyder ever fleshed it out. I don't remember it being part of the 5 or 6 picture arc that he has talked about now on social media so much. I know that Jeffrey Dean Morgan...
The way I remember it from 5 to 7 years ago, I don't think it was, but...
Yeah, that's...
This was a development afterward.
Right. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan has said that he and Zack Snyder have talked about possibly coming back for Flashpoint. So, you know, I don't know. I've never seen it as part of the actual plan, so I'm not freaking out just yet. This is all just maybe.
Yeah.
Even on the part of Zack, so as far as what he wanted.
Yeah. It could or could not happen. And
I think that seems a big wait and see. I think what Zack was doing was keeping things in mind. Like, he had a story he wanted to tell, and then he also had things off to the side that was like, well, that could be cool if that actually wound up happening, but I'll just set that up in case it does.
Yeah.
So, anyway, speaking of weird Zack Snyder stuff, this has been all over the place on our timeline when we go over to Twitter. People I respect, like Stephen M. Colbert, posting a lot of stuff about Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern. And I'm starting to see a lot of rumors popping up here and there.
There's suddenly traction that hasn't been there for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really been the butt of a joke in our community for the longest time. And suddenly people are coming out and being like, you know what? That really wasn't as bad as we thought.
Yeah, it's weird. There might actually be something there.
I agree, though.
There might be something there. But I'm seeing a lot of love for the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie. There's some people saying that, like I said, you know, people that I generally trust when I see what they have to say, saying that there might be something to Ryan Reynolds being in the Zack Snyder Justice League cut on HBO Max. A lot of people bringing that up. I would be down. Like,
oh yeah,
if Ryan Reynolds, if this man wanted, and I've seen some people go like, no, this is no, wait, hold, slow your roll. If Ryan Reynolds said, hey, just like with Deadpool, I want a second go. Mm-hmm. I want a chance to do this over again. Disney's not talking to me about Deadpool.
Who's ever proven that was a thing? Ryan Reynolds has the track record.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Let's have that.
I've told people it still baffles me that the movie didn't do a little bit better than it did. Like, I keep wanting to go back and look at historically what was happening around it to make that happen. But Ryan Reynolds as a major DC character at the time should have been a hit. Like, that should have made 150 yeah. or 100, at least in the first weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't think I got really all that close.
And it's confusing because, one, people like to act like it's Batman and Robin, and it's just not. It's a solid, I mean, I know it came out, what was it, like 2011?
I think so.
It is a solid 2004 comic book movie.
But he was doing comic book movies in 2004. Like, that was, what, the last of the Blade movies he was doing then? Like, he's been in this universe for forever, and he's been very successful with it. I don't know how it didn't do better than it did, other than a lot of people are just going to shout at me and say, because it was a terrible, you know, I disagree. It had flaws, for sure. But it wasn't terrible.
Well, we're gonna actually get to our fleshed out thoughts on this. We've been talking about how we kind of liked that movie for a really long time.
Yeah. We first started 5 years ago now, it was one of the things that we had on our docket early on to do, and we just never got around to it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've talked about it, and we've kind of thrown it out there to the Twitterverse, and we've gotten probably some of the best response we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch Green Lantern, the extended edition, probably this week, or the very least for the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And get it out there. So unless it's
definitely pending,
unless something crazy happens, which given the last couple weeks, holy shit.
Yeah.
Things be very popping. Things be popping, y'all. So who knows? What can we say?
Crazy.
But yeah, man, I am traditionally, historically, you can look back at my record. I am on board for the things. I want the things. I've got a Zack Snyder Justice League shirt. It's got a little Green Lantern symbol on it. If that's Ryan Reynolds, if that's what Zack wants, hell yeah, let's do that. That's what I want. If he wants a Jon Stewart Green Lantern, hell yeah, I want that. Put it on there. Put both. I'll do that.
I don't think there's a Green Lantern you could pick that I wouldn't be super happy to see. But I think those are the two strongest at the moment.
Oh,
like Hal and Jon are probably where I'd go with it if I were them.
Yeah, that's where I would go if I were them. Kyle is my favorite, so I'd be happy to see him.
He's my favorite, but he may just be my favorite on the page. I don't know if it translates necessarily.
Yeah.
I'd have to see. Like for Kyle also, a lot of the love for that is him with like Wally and stuff like some of his relationship stuff is what was so good. I would almost rather see him in an ensemble than by himself.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Hell, I'd watch Guy Gardner for 2 hours. I don't care. I'll watch it.
Just some asshole with a powerful ring. Yeah, sure. Why not? And a bowl cut.
Yeah, I'm here for it, man. And, you know, he could definitely bring back Blake as Carol Ferris. Bring back Mark Strong as Sinestro.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, I know what you're saying. But he's Savannah in the DCEU. Well, Jaimin Hansu is the Fisher King and Wizard Shazam. He's both. I'm good.
We'll be okay.
Mark Strong. Let's do that. Okay. Mark Strong was the best part of that movie.
He was strong, if you'll forgive me.
I won't.
You will, in time.
Angela Bassett is Amanda Waller. She was a decoy.
Yeah.
She was a decoy.
It's fine.
Viola Davis just had a decoy out there. It's like, nope, this shit's too hard. Stick you out there.
It's not like the Iron Man and the rest of Marvel survived that early switch on Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Or Bruce Banner.
We'll be okay. Or Bruce Banner, yeah. We'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the things. If you have to make concessions, I'll take them. I have a whole container of salt upstairs.
Yeah. And you know what? Sandra Dewey, one of the big HBO Max executives, was speaking to opening the Pandora's box of kowtowing to fan demand. And, she was saying that, you know, this is exclusive to Zach. It's all about like the numbers and how much is going to work. It's not going to be for every property. But she also said, you know,
I get saying that right now because,
oh yeah. I mean, you
got everybody got real hungry after that.
Mm-hmm. But she does also want to reiterate. She did reiterate that she wants this to showcase that they are paying attention to what the fans want. So fair I'm enough. Just saying, if you want Ryan Reynolds, if you want Green Lantern, go onto Twitter and hashtag Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Hashtag Ryan Reynolds. Give us that pretty Ryan Reynolds gif. You know, I don't know. Yeah. Hashtag us too, so we can like it. Hashtag DC on screen.
We'll help you push this rock uphill.
Absolutely. This is release the Ryan Reynolds cut.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Berlanti version of that film. Just see what happens.
Oh God, I don't even know if they could.
We had a listener actually send me the script. I have it printed out. No, it's still in one of my boxes. I haven't unpacked it yet. I have it printed out, ready to read. I was going to do like, when we do like Green Lantern, I'm also going to read the original script and see what's different.
The original script. Mm-hmm. Well, are you sure it's not one of those things where it's just like a transcript?
Not sure. I have to read the thing and find out. I've made it exactly zero pages in.
Fair enough.
Just had it, had this much of it sitting around for a while. So, it looked like the guy had done his research, but I'll still verify that it's a Berlanti version. And then, B, if I'm reading it and it's page for page, I'll just be like, oh, well, good try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks. I wish I remember that person's name, but I'll find it for when we actually do the thing so I can give him credit.
Yeah. I used to get aggravated. When I first got on the internet back in the mid to late 90s, you could find, I mean, you might still be able to, you could find websites that just had scripts.
Yeah.
Movie scripts.
Yeah.
And more often than not, they were just, transcribed directly from the movie.
Yeah.
And it was aggravating because I would be like,
you want the source material.
No, I want the original script. I want to
feel like there's transcript. Like notes I in want the margin the and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I want an actual, like, this never got filmed. What were we dealing with here?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I recently heard Spielberg has a leather-bound copy of the Jaws script, the one he actually took to the set,
mm-hmm.
where he has scribbled in a margin, like a couple things are marked out, and he has scribbled in the margin, we're going to need a bigger boat, because that was an on-set joke that turned into an on-set line that really worked.
Oh, that's great.
So he's just got it scribbled in there and some stuff marked out, but I forget who it was that went over there, and I'll remember it later.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody apparently went to his house and saw it and went, can I? And found that in there. Jesus.
That's great. See, what I was always looking for, was the, there's a storied mythological draft of the Blues Brothers and the Return of the Blues Brothers, which is the script that Dan Aykroyd wrote initially. Mm-hmm. That was so big.
Like 8 inches tall, if you
he brought it into the studio and he thought it would be funny to put it into like an Illinois phone book cover.
Nice.
Granted,
that is funny.
It is funny. And I'm like, you know what? I absolutely want to read the version of the Blues Brothers where they have to get every individual band member together, because that was heavily truncated in the final product.
No, oh, yeah.
And I want to read and it's also the version where, the car is, gifted magical voodoo exactly powers. Magical.
Yeah.
and then the sequel where, with Joliet Jake, he gets out of prison. I want to see what was planned, what he wanted to do before Belushi bit it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie. I absolutely want to see like that alternate take, at least in the script form.
I get it.
So that I can just go, jeez, you're crazy. Like, Aykroyd's nuts.
That dude has some beliefs. We'll just say that for short.
Like, Landis is looking at this going, no.
Like, it all seems funny and charming. If you're just watching all of his films, especially in the 80s, when he was really on top of his game, I guess, you don't, it just looks quirky and kind of funny. But then when you know his actual beliefs, like the stuff mm-hmm. he believes is real in the world, it takes on a whole different light. Like the ghost blowjob scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you get stuff.
That seemed wacky and bizarre. No, no.
Yeah.
Whole different thing if you actually listen to him talk.
You hear him talking about like Tobin's spirit guide or whatever in Ghostbusters, and then you hear him talk on Joe Rogan and you're like, oh God, Tobin's spirit guide is a real thing, and he owns several copies.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's up there with like Solomon's guide to demons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of basic like occult literature you need, and that's on the list.
He's like, oh, I was, he was like, oh, yeah, I started practicing the occult after I was abducted by the aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Cool. I mean, just for fun, there are versions of what people call a necromonicon out there. Mm-hmm. If you want to find it, there are versions of it.
Oh, yeah. Sean Ray says, wasn't there going to be more to that scene that they filmed? Yeah. Yeah, actually. And for the first time ever, they actually put that in the deleted scenes. They released those deleted scenes on, I think it was the 40th anniversary, steelbook, whatever it was. Oh, man, that shit jacked up to like hundreds of dollars or quickly. I saw it at, I sadly didn't have the money to buy it. When it came out, it was like $40, $40 to $70, something like that. And now I can't find it for less than 100 at the very least. But yeah, for the first time they released that. I don't know what it was exactly. It was a whole sequence. Anyway, so there was a bit of a kerfuffle. We were going to, they were taking off the DC films, the DCEU films of HBO Max at the end of July. And everyone was like, what was the point? We're signing up for this thing, for this, and now it's going away.
Yeah.
So they have confirmed it's going to stay on the platform through the end of the year. Batman v Superman, Justice League, Wonder Woman, and Watchmen are going to be staying on through the end of the year.
Honestly, reacting to the fans was the thing I've doubted the most over the years, especially given some of the stuff that's happened. Mm-hmm. They've really been proving me wrong here recently, like hard. They're clearly actually paying attention.
Yeah, I saw they were like, well, I mean, it's based on interest. I mean, you guys want more of this? Okay, we'll put it back on there. Never mind. Yeah. We'll
be here. I mean, and I've made bets with people that they would never pay attention, and I've been proven wonderfully wrong.
I mean, it's the way of the future, man. Huh? And they released a list of everything coming to HBO Max in July.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Batman and Mr. Freeze, Sub-Zero, Batman and Harley Quinn, Batman versus Two-Face with William Shatner and Adam West.
Good.
We never talked about that one. We never talked about it. Yeah. I've got it on my shelf. I desperately want to watch it, but I'm just having that time. Batman versus Dracula. Batman Assault on Arkham.
Just because I like Dracula.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to watch the Batman. I still haven't watched all of that. The that's that 2005 series with Kevin Michael Richardson as the Joker.
Yeah.
That was part of that line. Assault on Arkham, Return of the Caped Crusaders. That was Crusader. The first one with with West and Burt Ward coming back.
That one we had Hood. I
think. Yes, we have. We have a review of that.
Yeah.
Year One, Freedom Fighters, The Ray, Green Lantern, Emerald Knights, and First Flight, JLA Adventures, Trapped in Time, Justice League versus Teen Titans, Crisis on Two Earths, Doom, Gods and Monsters, The Flashpoint Paradox, the New Frontier, Throne of Atlantis, War, the Lego DC Comics Superheroes movies, Justice League versus Bizarro League, The Flash, Supervillain High from DC Superhero Girls, Cosmic Clash from Lego Justice League, Gotham City Breakout from Lego Justice League, Suicide Squad Hell to Pay, Superman the Movie, Superman 2, 3, 4, The Quest for Peace, and Superman Returns, Superman Jesus. Brainiac Attacks, Superman Unbound, and Zack Snyder's Watchmen. That's all coming July 1st to fantastic. HBO Max. So that's nuts. And
if only we had time to watch all of it. But, you know,
I would have time if I weren't doing this show.
I know. That's the thing. The thing that takes up the most of our time is like the CW and television. And that's been paused for so long that we may actually have time to go back for some of that finally. So that, that may be a little bit what we're doing from now till really kind of November, December area. I mean, in the meantime, DC Universe has had some stuff that was already in the can. They've been producing regularly. Like, so Stargirl's about to end. Harley ended Friday. We got to talk about that. Doom Patrol just dropped. So that's going to be probably an amazing couple months of my life. Even just watching the intro again got me so excited. We've got some stuff to do in the meantime. But yeah, we're probably going back for a lot of that.
Yeah.
Now that we have some downtime finally. It's not 17 shows happening concurrently.
Last night I did prep for this show that we're recording right now. Went and got myself a salad. Watched the final Harley Quinn, or the last episode of the season, hopefully. Just this
hopefully
season.
Hopefully not the final, yeah.
Right.
I haven't watched that one yet, but I'm really looking forward to it.
And then I had a situation where my wife says, Stargirl? And I'm like, Doom Patrol. And she's like, okay. Like, we had that option. Like,
all three of those are weirdly shows that it's actually a very small group of the shows I normally watch that my wife will watch with me. And that's one of them. All three of them, actually. And on top of that, there's, you know, I don't know what it is, but my daughter will stop what she's doing. Little 20-month-old will stop what she's doing and kind of watch Harley or Stargirl or I showed her the Doom Patrol opening. She thought, well, that was interesting. So, yeah, that's about to get real interesting. I'm glad you don't know what all the language is yet. We're going to have to teach you about how to use that. I don't necessarily want to expose her to season one just because I don't really want to show my 20-month-old Brendan Fraser's ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
not on the to-do list, but...
I mean, they open the show with another dude thrusting into a bearded lady.
Of course.
Another ass. It's like, there's
of
no,
course.
There's no reprieve, man. You're gonna
sometimes
get
I comfort myself with, like, she's too young. She won't remember. It's okay.
Don't do it, man. Just don't do it.
Yeah. But the wife will watch Doom Patrol with me happily, so... It's good family viewing.
Oh, yeah. Me and Bethany were literally just sitting right here recording an episode of Breaking Bond. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of a thought, Bethany's phone goes off and she looks down and goes, Doom Patrol! Like TV Time had alerted her to Doom Patrol dropping. And it's three episodes.
Three full episodes.
Three episodes. Yeah. We made it through two and we were like, oh, that's good. And then she's like, wait, what's happening? I was like, yeah, it's too late. I don't know. Is that a third episode? She's like, yeah. It's like, I gotta go to bed.
We're literally we had movers in this house 24 hours ago and beyond.
What about shakers?
They shook some stuff. They were very good though.
They shook all the fragile.
If you're in Florida
things.
Or Alabama, let me know. I can recommend them. They're actually very good. But we're still just literally trying to get glasses out of boxes so we can cook dinner and stuff like that. But I guarantee you I'm going to lose sleep on top of all that over some Doom Patrol this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Doom Patrol's so good, too. Like, we watched those two episodes, and Bethany was like, man, Doom Patrol's a real downer this season, huh? I'm like, yeah. It's so good, but it's a real downer.
Based on the teasers, it's going to get super Dada-esque at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going full Morrison, I think.
Yeah, it does appear to be very Morrison-y.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm loving Stargirl too. Like, it was an actual question for me for just a second. Like, do we watch Stargirl? No, Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol's happening. We got to do Doom Patrol for a minute.
Gotta check out the Doom Patrol.
We got to throw that on that respect on their names. Mm-hmm. As it is.
DC Universe is keeping it very, very live in the meantime while some other stuff hasn't had time to get its stuff out.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
I mean, it's June. We'd be down anyway, but they're keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
As it were.
So, last big piece of news that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer was renewed for season 6.
Final season 6.
Yeah. They said, the devil made us do it. Lucifer will return for a 6th and final season. Like, final.
Yeah. I laughed at the like, final.
They're aware.
Yeah.
Like, is it really the final season, Netflix? You lying bastards. Yeah. Is it really? Okay.
Behind the scenes-ish, there's a feel of like, no, it took a lot to get Tom Ellis to do this, and we're going to use him, and we're going to use the shit out of it, probably. But we're out of it after that.
He broke the bank.
Yeah. That Brinks truck was so light driving away from his house.
Mm-hmm. And then once he's done, maybe he can play James Bond.
I wouldn't argue with that for a damn second. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Me and Bethany have been talking about like, who should play Bond after Daniel Craig based on who we've seen, which is really just Connery and Lazenby at this point.
Yeah.
I've seen Ellis, one movie Ellis with Daniel Craig.
Like, Ellis is a lot of fun when he's doing that devilish smile, but he's also kind of scarier when he wants to be. He could do it. He could definitely do it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I really would just want him to move over to Sandman. That's
really what I want. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But based on how much trouble it was for Netflix to get him for finishing his own show, I don't know if that's going to be a thing.
How awesome would it be if the reason that, because we already heard that he had been locked in for season 6 and that he just like went back to the negotiation table. Like, that's weird. What if they were like, oh, by the way, what if you want to do...
We want you for longer. And he went, I'm going to need more for all that.
Like if they were
that'd
like,
be
hey,
fantastic.
Let's do Sandman 2. And he was like, oh, sure. Here's what I want.
Like I would gladly give you a prop bet of like 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5. If you wanted to do a prop bet for DC fandom, that's something that was good chance. Like if it's going to be announced, I think it might be there. They have plans for Lucifer. I think it's probably just going to be releasing a full, you know, 3.5 minute trailer, but it's been crazy. It's going to be a very wild ride, you know, for the next couple months, I guess. What is it? June? Time has no meaning. I think it's August 14th or 24th. There's a 4 in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in August is DC fandom. That's going to be a very long day for
I
us.
I don't remember. It's not. It's not.
You don't think so?
I'm not going to... I know you want to do like a, what do you want to do? You want to do like a Discord or something.
I thought about maybe doing a Discord.
Like a 24-hour Discord. And I'm like, I'll read news later.
Well, if anyone has an opinion, my thought was I'm just going to like maybe just put on the Discord channel, anyone like an open invite.
Right.
And if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. You know, you can pop on, pop off, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be a, hey, let's live tweet this thing all day thing. I've still got a life. I've still got things to do, like a day job and stuff. So
I have plenty of that too, but it was a couple months out. So I literally made my wife put it on her schedule. So she knew like, hey, if I'm just popping out a couple times, this is why.
Now, like in a perfect world, if we had all the backing ever in the world and this was our day job, absolutely. I'd put on a webcam for 24 hours and we'd just sit here and just like look at fandom all day and be like, yes.
I think we might just do it more as like a keep the channel open and if you're there, you're there thing. That may be how that goes down.
Okay.
He agreed. All right, we have him on tight. He's agreed to it.
if I'm not required to be there, I'm fine with it. That's fine.
I think I have you. If it was recorded, if I had a deposition of this, it would be like you were agreed to pop in and out at least.
I mean, sparingly.
Transcription.
And it really depends. Like if we'll just have to see what happens.
I don't know anything about it for sure. And certainly don't know what life will look like in August at this point for really either of us. But I do know that there's going to be some exciting stuff and it will not surprise me if we're just on there from time to time thinking like, seriously, you know, Dwayne Johnson's about to show up. I really want to see what he's going to say. Let's pop in. They've already announced some big names. It's going to be something that I'm going to be tuning into minimally.
Yeah. If they do like a WonderCon Zoom panel type Zoom panel type of thing, and they've got everybody from Sandman, and then Tom Ellis pops in, I'm gonna be the happiest squealing person in the world.
Oh yeah, I think you may need a change of shorts nearby if that happens.
Oh, I won't need that. I expect everything now. Keaton is coming back as Batman, possibly. So like, that's actually like a thing that's in the works. So I expect everything now.
I can't even imagine. I really hope it happens in a theater because we see these movies together when they happen. I genuinely just want to be there if you get to see him in that cowl again, because I feel like you're just going to need somebody to grab you a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah. a few weeks ago, before the Keaton news even came out, I was I'm pretty sure it's in a part of that I wound up cutting. But I told Brent of Fans Without Borders when he was on the Batwoman show, I was like, dude, this is like revelation. This is like crossovers and rumors of crossovers. Like, there's no telling what's happening.
No, this like, was locusts missing from are revelation. Coming. It feels like, no, locusts came. There have been locusts. Like, this was a missing part of revelation. Where we've been living through revelation to some extent in 2020, and then DC just said, no, I have other plans, and are just bootstrapping this motherfucker. I could not be happier about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to write them a thank you card at the end of 2020, probably, for being like, thank you so much for making this year a little brighter. It needed a little keeping up. Thank you.
Yeah. And it came to pass, I saw an angel holding a seal, and that angel's name was Keaton. And
well, there's all this stuff about the Four Horsemen, but it didn't mention there'd be like Hamada, Jim Lee, and AT&T behind him going, no, we see a whole different direction.
Oh, my God.
I did not know about the other three horses. I didn't.
Right.
I guess the fourth one's Keaton for you.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the year, you're going to have trouble. If I picked AT&T... Walter Hamada, who we had hopes for because he was saying the right things, turning this thing around. And Jim Lee, who has always been, he's always been there in certain capacities, but I think they're finally giving him the ball and it's his turn to play.
Oh, yeah. He's sole publisher, sole creative officer.
Behold, a pale horse. The D.O. anymore.
And on that pale horse was Jim Lee.
Yeah.
carrying Kevin Sugihara's head in one hand and Dan DiDio's head in the other.
Actually, right now, if you ask me, it might be Scott Snyder.
No, it's Jim.
I mean, the fourth horseman. The fourth battling horseman for us would be either Scott Snyder, Zack Snyder, or just a combination of them sitting on the same horse, being like, because honestly, I think they both probably like each other's work. If I don't remember a soundbite or a clip anywhere, but I'll bet if you ask either one of them about the others, I would wager a guess that Zack Snyder's a fan of Dark Knight's metal and that Scott Snyder's a huge fan of what he saw out of Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman. I would put money on it. So there's a Snyder horse. That's all we know. Fourth horse is just Snyder horse. I don't care who the first name is.
Well, that's all I've got for today.
Sounds good.
That's it.
This was going to be a short one for us.
It was.
We normally do this for a couple hours.
Sure is. We've just had a lot going on. So
if anyone's interested in that, normally a couple of hours, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the last episode dropped was episode 600. We had Scott from Squadcast on there, and we had Brent from Squadcast and Fans Without Borders, Travis Hines from Superhero Discussions and Super Civil Servants Podcast. We had Chris Balga from World's Finest True Believers, Effie Opelders of Stealing the Remote. We had a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We'll probably be having guests this year pretty regularly, just
as seems a
conjecture.
Like
it. Yeah.
I know. Chris White, he just got his computer and a pretty good little headset that I think sounds pretty good. He's been wanting to do.
We owe him the Keaton review. We owe him 89.
And Batman Returns, I think, was what we talked about. But I'm down for both. Yeah. I've been itching to watch those now.
I know. Oof.
Ooh. Just itching. I'm just sitting here with this big screen sitting right next to me. I'm like,
just going to put it on right now. Just going to put it on right now.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
I almost want to watch you watch it even, but unmute, because I don't like those sounds.
Yeah, you don't want me. You don't want to hear
that
me.
In my life.
You don't want to hear me singing along to Prince.
Nah.
See the future and it will be.
I knew you were going to anyway.
All right. I'm calling it. Thank you for listening. For the few of you who watch, thank you for watching. And until next time, keep some DC on your screen.
We'll be here for hours.
Our intro music is by Jason Goss and Michael Shackelford. Michael's band, Galactic Engineers of Magnetic Sounds, or GEMS, can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. Visit DCOnScreen.com to find our Patreon, merch, contact information, and every episode of the show for free, including crossovers we've done with other podcasts. DC OnScreen is a maladjusted production. For more from me and Jason, including sketch comedy, vlogs, parodies, and our improvised web series Hey Guy, visit maladjusted.tv.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.